Oh, there it is. I was looking at this. Thank you, Tiberius, and thank you very much for the invitation to be here. I've heard a lot about this workshops, and this is the first one I attend, and I'm very pleased to be here. I'm here on behalf of LIBER and our 440 research libraries across Europe. LIBER is Europe's largest network of research libraries, and we have been active for nearly 50 years. And we represent national, university, and special libraries from across Europe. We believe strongly in the power of collaboration. Working together, we help libraries to stay up to date on the latest innovations in our sector. We offer guidance on best practices, training opportunities, and we promote and advocate for European libraries in all places where the force of LIBER and research libraries needs to be heard. In this map of Europe, you can see how LIBER is represented across Europe. And as you can see, we are not well represented yet in Eastern and Southern Europe. And we are actively working to get more members from these regions. We do this, for example, by offering a fund for institutions in those countries for attending our annual conference. But also being here, and for me it's the first time to be here, but LIBER has been represented in these meetings as well. And just last evening with the dinner and reception was already very good for me to meet people here. But still, it's something we should work on. LIBER has a mission, and the mission is to ensure that our libraries offer a world-class research environment for their users. And by world-class research, we mean research which is collaborative, international, not done in silos, and increasingly data intensive and open. And why is LIBER here today? Well, when I started as an executive director of LIBER, I heard topics as open science, copyright reform, digital humanities, innovative metrics, research data management, and those are just a few of the topics currently absorbing the energies of research libraries. Connected to these topics are demands for new infrastructures, tools, and services, not to mention the need to adapt to the big shift that is currently happening in the culture of scientific practice and knowledge creation. And in this dynamic digital era, libraries are being asked to react to those topics faster than ever before. So why is LIBER here today? Well, LIBER has the transition to open science and everything that entails as its main focus. And we would like to support our members with the challenges and the questions that play a role in this. And in the introduction of this workshop online, there were two questions. What is the role of academic libraries in supporting the transition to open science? And is there indeed a role for libraries at all? Well, for the last question, I think there certainly is, and LIBER certainly thinks there is a role for libraries. And in this presentation, I would like to show and present how LIBER sees this and what we do to help in the transition. So first of all, LIBER has a strategy and an organization to try to implement this strategy. As with any community, the range of concerns is broad and we cannot address them all. a selection must be made. To facilitate this, Liber has developed its strategy for 2018 to 2022 to fulfill our mission. It was launched in November 17, a year ago, and will run until 2022. As said, its focus is on open science, and it envisions libraries in three key roles: as platforms for scholarly communication, as hubs for digital skills and services, and as partners in research infrastructures. Although strategy is only a strategy, and sometimes strategies disappear in drawers, but I think it's very nice to have a strategy. With this strategy, Liber has a clear guideline to prioritize its tasks and a guide to help evaluate whether or not to accept an assignment or a project. And every effort we take on must be directly linked to the three main threats we have in our strategy. And how we see the future of research. We see open access as the main form of publishing. We find that research data should be fair. Digital skills should support a more open and transparent research life cycle. Research infrastructure should be tailored and scaled to the needs of diverse disciplines. And tomorrow's cultural heritage should be built on today's digital information. So this is a very ambitious strategy. And when I started as an executive director last year, I tried to think, how can we implement this strategy? What do we need? So we developed a roadmap to implement the strategy, and this roadmap entails all activities, projects, working groups that we have, and we are monitoring the activities we are doing and to see how we are doing. One of the means to implement the strategy is to have an organization that helps with it. And this is how Liber is organized. And collaboration in this is a key to our success. We try to share knowledge and work together so that libraries don't have to address all issues on their own. So staff from our member libraries are encouraged to join our working groups and our steering committees, or even the executive board. On a day-to-day level, much of the work that Liber does is carried out by the nine working groups we have, and those are thematic working groups. So there are working groups on copyright and legal matters, on open access, on innovative metrics, leadership, research data management, linked open data, etc. And we did with the development of the strategy itself, the work of these groups has a strong bottom-up component. So individual members of staff from Liber Libraries guide the directions of these groups and have a great deal of freedom to set their own agendas. The topics all relate to our strategy. And currently, some 200 people participate in these groups. All of this work is supported by the steering committees that are around the working groups and by the Liber office in The Hague, which makes up of 6 to 10 people. So we always encourage for people to join a working group because it's a good way to expand your network, share knowledge, and work together. So Liber, in addition to the strategy and the organization, also organizes many activities, and I will go through them briefly to give you an idea. So already mentioned, every year we organized an annual conference. And this conference is increasingly developing as an interactive platform for networking and knowledge sharing. And already said before, we try to stimulate participation from Eastern and Southern Europe. We have this fund to try to, and we try to spread the location of the conference across Europe. So next year it's going to be in Dublin. The year after it's planned to be in Belgrade. Liber also organizes two leadership programs to provide the leaders of research libraries with the necessary skills and abilities. So we have one program for what we call emerging leaders. So these are library staff members that are in the middle management, but they with ambition to become the directors of libraries. And we have another program for senior library directors. For senior library directors. For the emerging leadership seminar, we are now starting with the fifth cohort already. And we have already delivered more than 80 emerging leaders. They too form their own network that share knowledge and organize meetings. Liber also takes part in European projects. And those projects are developing the new infrastructures, they're developing resources and training programs essential for the implementation transition to open science. And by taking part in these projects, Liber has a unique opportunity to share the expertise of its libraries with an international network and, conversely, to gather knowledge on upcoming trends and important developments thanks to the knowledge shared by project partners. And a lot of these projects now are around the European Open Science Cloud and around open science. Liber also and our working group on copyright and legal matters in particular seek to influence copyright and legal matters at the policy level, mostly in Brussels, and to provide access and guidance for libraries and their researchers. Finally, Liber develops fact sheets, roadmaps, reports, and other resources to inform libraries about issues we all face. There are a lot of them, but for example, in 2017, we published our five principles on open access, which have been used on a lot of occasions to continue the discussion. And this year, we published the Open Science Roadmap. I have a few copies with me, but of course, it's also downloadable. And it's, as already mentioned, one of the three roadmaps for open science, the other two published by LERU and the Open Science Policy Platform. And to focus a little bit more on this, because it's the main topic, I think, of today, this document was developed during the spring of this year, when the Open Science Policy Platform produced an integrated advice for the European Commission and the key stakeholders. And Liber thought, well, we should adjust those recommendations for the research libraries. So people from across the Liber community translated the OSPP recommendations for libraries and combined them with suggestions drawn from their own expertise and experiences. And it's now been downloaded more than 1,000 times already. So hopefully this roadmap will help libraries to implement some of the recommendations. A quote from the roadmap, embracing open science is critical if we are to make science more collaborative, reproducible, transparent, and impactful. Open science has the power to positively influence society, but its implementation is not yet universal. A revolution is required, and not least a cultural revolution. Research libraries are well placed to make that revolution happen. This roadmap outlines the specific actions libraries can take to champion open science, both within and beyond their institutions. The roadmap tries to help research libraries with this by giving principles, setting priorities and areas of interest. So the roadmap's gives an overview of the challenges and opportunities of 7 different topics. And the topics are similar as those mentioned in the other roadmaps, but adapted for libraries. In addition, it provides recommendations for the way in which research libraries can handle these topics. I will not repeat the recommendations here. You can read them, and there are a lot of them. But as said, I have some copies, and the roadmap is downloadable. Also, I think very useful are the examples from other libraries that are in the roadmap. Many libraries are already actively promoting open science and integrating it in their services and strategies. While writing and developing the roadmap, Liber invited libraries to expand on their open science activities and experiences. And in the roadmap, 8 examples are given. So, with this roadmap, Liber wanted to emphasize the importance of open science for the research library community and to outline the areas and ways in which libraries can make a difference. Liber's work does not, however, end with this roadmap. Libraries who want to do more with open science can rely on Liber for support. So, if you have any ideas, suggestions, or questions, please share them also with today, but or in any other way. And this week, we also published a survey, which is available to everyone, not only Liber members, to find out how our work is appreciated, and also to collect new ideas for new activities. And I encourage you to take part in this. So thank you very much for your attention, and I hope you enjoy the rest of today.
Are there any questions at this moment for Astrid? I see you are very active on Slido. Thank you very much for doing that. Please don't forget also to vote for the questions that you'd like. Astrid, is a question on Slido, which is probably you would like to maybe pick up now, is asking what is Liber's strategy to bridge the divide between your members and countries in open science. What is Liber's view on that? Liber's strategy to bridge the divide among the members and the countries on their developments in open science.
Is there really a division among members? Of course, the countries are, the development in Europe differs very much per country. And that's exactly what Liber wants to do, is to open up the discussion, to try to be more visible in Eastern and Southern Europe, and to talk to each other, to see what we can do to, if there's really a division, to try to make that division smaller. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Will you join me in giving a round of applause to Astrid for her presentation today?
Thank you.